Check. 1, 2. Testes, testes. 1, 2, 3.
I feel like we've done that already.
Well, we did it again.
Oops.
Life be like that sometimes.
It be.
I did it again on the show. Same joke.
With the booty hole.
What? See, that's the thing about the use of the word. Like, when you use the word booty hole, you just can't throw it out there.
You do.
No, I pick my spots, and it always lands perfectly.
Just like a booty hole.
Yeah.
Welcome. You're tuned into the Two Kings podcast with your hosts Brian Weeks and Adam Ricker. You may now enter the kingdom.
Good morning and happy Saturday. Welcome to the Two Kings podcast.
Yeah.
I am Big Ricker, the biggest of Rickers, host of Big Ricker Gaming, and I am here with the host of the podcast called Currently Obsessed.
Yes.
Also part of the Two Kings family there. Mm-hmm. The one, the only, bald beardy bear, Brian Weeks.
Hello. And yes, you are the host of Big Ricker Gaming, but you're also the owner, the CEO, and also a client.
And the baddest bitch in the company.
Yes. Well, good morning and happy Saturday. It is Saturday. It's always Saturday at the Two Kings podcast, but we're really, it's another one of those, it really is Saturday.
The recording the morning of kind of yep. thing. So the topics are the freshest.
Absolutely. And we just did it once, the recording actually on Saturday, and it is kind of cool, the nice weekend vibes. I know you have to work this evening, which sucks, but I just got out of my work for the week, and Saturday morning begins my weekend, so like this is the time of day where I'm kind of like, I'm pumped up, I'm happy, because I have 2 days off.
Well, I definitely feel that, but now that I'm in a solid and set work schedule, finally, that starts this week. Like, yeah. We had a COVID outbreak at my work. Like, I'm obviously going to, like, be as vague as possible because I can mm-hmm. only really talk about so much because right. of privacy laws. But, mm-hmm. like, we had a COVID outbreak. Pretty much everybody got it except myself and, like, two other staff. Mm-hmm. Now, almost everybody who's gotten it through work was asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's testing positive. I didn't. Like, I haven't tested positive. I've been tested, like, five times now. Mm-hmm. Had that little thing shoved up my nose and scraped
down. Those are fun, aren't they?
I don't know what it is. It gets worse each time, I feel like. The first time, I was like, oh, that's not so bad. This last one, though, I'm like, my eyeball was watering something fierce, and I was just like, oh, I did not enjoy that. Like,
I couldn't do math for an hour after I had my... I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Although she did ask me if I had a cold, so maybe she can tell, like, when my nose is congested. That's how far she was up there. Jar-y. But yeah, so my schedule's been all over the place, and I haven't really enjoyed it. I guess I need routine more than I think,
sure.
like, so I can plan the rest of my life around it. But no, I work just a short overnight shift tonight, and then I have Sunday off, but it's really not that bad. I guess it's, like, the same time I would be, like, just either sleeping or playing video games. I can honestly kind of do the same
mm-hmm.
if everybody's sleeping and... I'm just hanging out, so I'm going to bring my Switch with me tonight, and I got a new wrestling game for it. That 3D-looking one I was playing last night called Wrestling Empire
mm-hmm.
on my Switch. It's like a goofy, campy kind of, you can like pick the cast of each scene and set up the arena, and they do their own little promos. Like, you control the character walking out in the entrance, you walk down the aisle, you do whatever. But you can also set it to control itself, and I think that'll be something that'll translate to something fun on my stream, so.
Sure, and the way that I was trying to, like, I try to simplify everything so that I can understand it. And, like, the way that I kind of was asking, so it sounds to me like SimCity generic WWE knockoff version kind of a thing. You could set it up that way.
Yeah, I didn't really get a chance to explore it last night because I was super tired, and I crashed at like 8:30 pretty much. But I'm definitely gonna give it a solid evaluation if I have some time at work tonight or.
That's awesome.
Whatever. And I know it's weird to talk about being able to play video games at work, but it's that DSP life, yo.
Yeah. No, I think that's really awesome. So you work tonight. I just get off of a week of work, and there's it's not any specifics on it. I mean, it's not anything like I'm like going to sit here and bitch about work. Well, not really. But
I think we were having a discussion the other day about just like the challenges of being in management.
Yeah.
And like I'm somebody like I'm built for management. I've been like when I was at the last company I worked for, they wanted me to be a manager at one point, but I was just like, no, I like being in the house. I like the freedom of coming to work, then going home and not having anything be my responsibility at that point. Right. When these guys are like, oh, if I can't find any coverage, I have to interrupt my weekend off to come in. And I'm like, that does not sound fun. So.
Right. Also sounds like not my problem.
Yeah. Whole lot of not my problem.
Yeah. One of the things that has always traditionally bothered me about being in management, and I've been in management for quite some time, but is the word boss. I hate the word boss, and especially when like D-bag guys are like, hey boss, what's up? But like no, like in like even in work mode, I hate the word boss because it to me has negative connotations. You are bossing someone around. Whenever anyone says, oh yeah, you're the boss, I'm like, nope, I'm not the boss. I'm the man. I'm your manager. It's a not so subtle difference. And one of the other things that we were kind of chatting about, and this is probably like just me coming off like a cranky old man, but there does seem to be a bit of a discrepancy in the work ethic that I grew up with and the work ethic of some of the, not necessarily millennials. I'm kind of more aiming my ire this morning at the idea of Gen Xers, the two generations below me, not just one. And it just seems like there's a lack of work ethic. Everything's supposed to be handed to you.
That's one of the big things I think too. There's a lot in Gen X, and I'm an older millennial. There is a difference I think between older and younger millennials, but I'm not like
absolutely.
I'm not bashing younger. I'm not saying anything negative about that. I'm just saying there is a distinct difference. Mm-hmm. Because I hear the generation before me sometimes going on about, oh, we were the last generation to play outside till it's dark and get cell phones when we were teenagers. I'm like, yeah, but that applies to me as well. Like,
right.
I used to go to the Boys and Girls Club directly after school. I just had to bring a quarter each day to use the phone. Call home, say, yeah, we're here. We're going to be here for the day. And we'll come home a little after 6:30, 7 o'clock. But the streets were dark at that time. Streetlights were on. But me and the groups of kids would all walk together, like, 7-8 o'clock at night down the street to our homes, not ever thinking twice about it. I didn't get my first cell phone until I was teenage years.
You just gave me the very, very subtle distinction. I think this is going to sum it up. The most subtle, hey Loki, the most subtle distinction between being a very young Gen Xer, which I am, and an older millennial, which you are. We're kind of cuspy, both of us. But here's the subtle difference. You brought a quarter to the payphone. I brought a dime to the payphone.
Well,
that's it.
I think payphones were more expensive at the time. The quarter was for the Boys and Girls Club phone.
Oh.
They had a special payphone that you could set the price for. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't want the kids using it like it was their personal
hotline.
Yeah, it was for kids to check in at home or to call moms and dads for rides.
But at the time that you were doing that, because my sister is the same age as you are, I remember her always having to carry around quarters for the payphone, because it was around here they were for a payphone, because it was when she was at, she would call, make phone calls when she was at Camp Sunshine, her summer day camp, and all the phones around here at that time were set to 25 cents. But yeah, that was just one of those very, like, very subtle distinctions between, you know, late 70s and early 80s.
Right.
But it's just, I don't know. I just, there's too much of that. I have the feel the need to feel special. I must have recognition right now for all of my achievements, including breathing.
It's the participation trophy
society
where, oh, congratulations, you got 12th place. Mm. Like, what?
Right.
I grew up playing Little League, and you either got the trophies for winning first place, or they did trophies for the ones who got first place, and I think the runner-up team got certificates, uh-huh, acknowledging that they played in the finals. Yep. But all the other teams, it was like, okay, kids, see you next year.
Right.
They had, of course, like the big, like, Little League potluck,
mm-hmm,
dinner, and they did like individual awards for different things.
Right.
But everyone didn't walk out of there with a trophy, like, or ribbon or whatever it is. And that, I think that translates into a certain kind of entitlement where these kids are going into jobs and they're like, well, I went to college and here I am. I'll use what you do, for example, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'm unloading freight, but I have all this experience in life and I'm better than everybody. Mm-hmm. And you should go watch what those people are doing over there, and these people over here are being bullies, and this, and I am working harder than everybody else. That kind of stuff right there is ridiculous. Like, show up, do your job, and then, like, you're not there. It's not a, you don't want to, like, mess around with your coworkers. You don't want to, like, piss off your supervisors. You just want to, you want to go and be part of the team. Like, of course, like, advocate for yourself. Believe me, I'm a big person to advocate for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have to work with these people, and how you get treated by these people isn't something that's deserved. Respect is earned, not deserved.
Absolutely. Now, here's a great example of I'm a person who, there's that pushback to management that did not exist at all when I was coming up in the world. You know, if you were given a I don't want to say a direct order, if you were given a task to do by your supervisor, whomever that is, you did it, and okay, task is done.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot, and I'm not saying I get a lot of it, but over the years I've gotten more of, okay, I need you to do this, please. Well, why? Or, well, that's, you know, I have lunch in a half an hour, or this is what you're asking me to do is inconvenient for me. Well, there's a reason it's called work. I mean, I know that sounds really cliche, but if it was fun, it would be called fun, not work.
Happy super fun time.
Right. And, like, just to me, the audacity of, like, and I don't think I am the be-all, end-all, but I am the person in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And this needs to be done, and I'm asking you to do this. The reason I'm asking you to do this is because I have other tasks I have to do. I don't have time to fiddly fuck around and, like, repeat things 8 times or, you know, or whatever. Like, unless you don't understand the task I've given you, do the fucking task. So, like I said, this is not a direct thing about something that happened at work this week. And these concepts that we've been chatting about.
Yeah, you've been management for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you this week, like, that's kind of where I'm trying to aim for at my work. Like, once I'm there long enough and something opens up where I can grow, mm-hmm, into something bigger, I'm going to go for it. And I've always said, like, it was like when I was booking, I understand that people have ideas and thoughts and concepts, and sometimes they're better than what I've got going on. Mm-hmm. But as somebody who's, I've always been told I'm a natural born leader.
You are.
I went through leadership education in high school, which was also aerospace science, ROTC, that whole thing. And I achieved something in 3 years, a leadership role of the whole core,
mm-hmm.
In 3 years rather than the 4 years that it normally takes people to get right. to that point. Because I came in late, but I still made it.
That's great.
When you're leading somebody, you have to have that confidence, and you have to be able to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think you're good at that. Like, the way you, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Come tell me how things go at work. As somebody who's a natural born leader, though, like, when I see a manager who's, like, unsure of themselves or all over the place or whatever, like, it's one of those, like, I lose a little respect because I'm like, you're supposed to be my leader, and I've, you know.
Well, here's a real world example, actually, that this actually did happen over the last couple of days. Yeah, I work overnight, and I supervise a crew of people that we're the elves that fill the shelves. Like, that's what we do. We open up boxes and we put away freight. And I have a whole other set of tasks that I have to do, so I supervise the people that are putting away the freight. And we have a very limited crew. It's always traditionally difficult to find people that are willing to work overnight, and it takes a very special breed of psychopath to be able to do that, and I am one of those people. So we have a small crew, and we have an entire store of freight to put away every night. And over the last few months, there tends to be small groups of people working together, and on the surface, it looks like a group of people working together. That is not always the case. A lot of times, it's people standing around and, frankly, fucking off. And I am a person that I've always been results-based. I don't care how it gets done as long as it gets done. I don't care. Like, I think it's wonderful that people get along and they're friendly and they're playing music and, you know, sharing their Spotify's or whatever. Great. The work's getting done. But sometimes there's problems, and so I was speaking with the other supervisor, and we made a decision, not last night, because that was when we decided to do it, two nights ago, that people, it's going to work a lot faster and more efficiently if people are working by themselves. So last night at the, you know, good morning, welcome to work meeting, I said, all right. So I, you know, handed out our little work lists and said, all right, so from here forward, everyone is to be working independently. I do not want to see groups of even two people unless it is someone saying, hello, there is something I cannot lift. I need help. Can you please help me for 5 minutes and go back to whatever? You need to be in a different aisle, a different department, a different section, whatever. This is not up for debate. Starting now, this is happening. Do we have any questions? And it was like, nope. I said, okay, great. Break. Let's go. And a couple of hours later, on the 11 o'clock break, one of my associates was outside with me. And I said, so how's this go? How do you feel like it's going so far? We've been doing it for 2 hours, but that's 2 hours longer than we've done this in the year that we've been doing this overnight shift. And he's like, oh no, it's working really well. I said, well, it appears to me that it is. Like, I was just walking around, checking something out, and I noticed that everybody seems to be much more productive. And he's like, yeah, it does kind of seem that way. And I said, well, that's good. And I said, you know, I hate to sound like a dick, but, you know, this is something that was very important, that working together, it is going to be more efficient. And no, it you know, we've asked a couple of times, hey, can you guys kind of split up? Can you split up? And they don't. So I said, you know, that's why I said, this isn't up for debate.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, because you are that type of a manager that you expect results and you have high standards, but you don't really care how we get there. The fact that you said this is not up for debate, you don't ever say anything like that. So when you said that, okay, we get it. This really is not a subject that we can argue.
It's important, right?
So that made me feel good that my message came across, but I didn't come across as a complete cock about it.
That's good. I mean, like, it's important to find that balance because you got to have the people under you respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that shows that they do because they took you seriously. So,
and I also at the end of the day have to respect myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. That's my problem with the word boss. When I feel like when I come home from a shift at work and I feel like that's all I've done today is bossed people around and babysat people, I don't. It does nothing for my soul or my psyche. It's damaging to me. So. I don't subscribe to that theory of management, the, you know, lead by fear or intimidation. That's not me.
No, definitely not. Well, I say we take a quick break here.
Okay.
To do some business,
mm-hmm.
advertise some things, and...
Go see a man about a horse.
Go see a man hung like a horse, and... We will be back with the second half of the Two Kings podcast.
All right.
After this.
Ooh.
Welcome back. welcome back to the second half of Two Kings podcast.
Yes.
Brought to you by a special delivery this week from Amazon, I believe.
Mm. Yeah. When we started the Two Kings idea, this was several months before even the podcast, I just saw something, a little graphic of a crown, and I said, you know, and seeing my sister and her boyfriend had hats that said king and queen, I'm like, whatever, but I'm like, I like the concept of two kings, so we started talking about it, and then we called ourselves the Two Kings, and then the Two Kings podcast stuff, but I was on Amazon months and months and months ago. And I just thought, how cool would it be to have a necklace that said King and have like the best friends necklaces, but have, you know, matching necklaces for us. And so I found this like blinged out necklace with all these diamonds. It's a crown that says King, and the bale that hangs the pendant is also blinged out too on this, gold rope chain, and I bought them for matching ones for me and Adam, and I'm gonna we got pictures coming up on the website very very soon. I'm gonna revisit my jewelry photographing techniques and beautifications and put a picture of those up on the website. I love them so much. It was just, and I only got them as a joke. I showed them to Adam, and I'm like, hey, would you wear that? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. I'm like, cool. And 36 hours later, we had them to wear.
Believe me, when I return to wrestling, I'll probably wear it in my entrance.
It's very cool. It's very cool. I love it.
So it has been an interesting week trying to keep myself entertained online. I am just at the tail end. I think I've got like 6 hours left, or less than that, of a 3-day Facebook ban. Because
he's in jail.
I'm in Facebook jail until this afternoon. It's wildly ridiculous because, like, in the context of the conversation that I commented on, I can't believe, like, the whole post didn't get, like, removed.
Yeah.
But, that being said, like, they said, oh, you were bullying and harassing people. I'm like, no. This guy was running his mouth to my friend Billy Vox of Vox Talks and the Vox Arcade live stream. And I said, it blows my mind how you're wildly unaware of your level of douchebaggery. Weird flex, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't waste no. It was like 15 minutes after I commented that they're like, "Oh, we removed this comment because it violates our terms and conditions and standards." for bullying, and you're restricted from Facebook for 3 days. I was like, what? So I appealed it, but in my appeal, I was not so graceful to Facebook. I was like, listen, this summer, an old lady called me a gorilla because I'm black, and some pro-Trump, anti-Black Lives Matter post that I was like, hey, y'all are fucked up for wanting black people to not have the equal rights of white people in cop situations. It's wild that you don't want black people to, like, not just be killed just because.
Like, that blows is pretty my wild. Mind. Yep.
But they, I get, like, when I get all amped up, like, everything I want to say comes rushing to the surface at once, and I'm like, oh, no, stay on point. But this lady called me a gorilla because I'm black, and I reported the comment. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we understand that sometimes you see things on Facebook you don't like. Unfortunately, this comment does not violate our terms, so we suggest that you just not look at the post.
We suggest that you go fuck yourself.
And I was like, they're like, if you think we got it wrong, you can request a review and another moderator will look at it and determine. So I said, I'm going to request a fucking review. This bitch called me a gorilla.
Yeah, get Zuckerberg in
here. I'm about to beat my chest and slap this bitch. Like, what the fuck? And so about 15 minutes later, they're like, we reviewed your report again. And still, we thank you for your report, because it's reports like this that help us do our job better. And we understand that you think that we got it wrong. Unfortunately, we didn't. Yeah. You're wrong. Shut the fuck up and go to hell. And then at that point, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
There's no button that says, hey, fuck you. It's literally like, return to homepage.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you like to block this person? Or would you like to unfollow them?
Yeah.
And I literally put in quotes what she said and then put wow at the end of it. And in 10 minutes, they're like, hey, you can't post that. That violates our conditions and terms. I about flipped my shit over.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are you? I about threw my phone.
I believe I heard you yelling in Bangor from here.
Yes. That's bad. Yeah. That was, this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
I was so mad. Like, I'm like, all my gaming stuff's attached to Facebook. And
yeah.
I'm like, I just want to delete Facebook, go back to MySpace. I want to go back to ranking my friends.
AOL hometown. Yeah.
I want to get those awkward messages. Hey, how come I'm not your number 3 anymore? You dropped me to number 6? I was like, yeah, we have a live rating system going on over here.
Casey's top 8 countdown.
It is wild the things these people... The top 8 was like the new Klondike bar. Like, what would you do to be in my top 8?
I think because I was a fully formed adult with MySpace, that part of the social networking didn't hit me like I'm sure it hit you. You were still in school with that, right?
Yeah, I was. No, I
college.
College, yeah, for sure. I was in the first round of Facebook people when it was just for colleges. Like, literally, Facebook used to be,
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people who don't know this, like, especially younger people, like, Facebook literally used to be, your school had to join the network, and you had to register with your school email.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally was your picture. I think it was, like, your picture, your basic information, what class you are, what school you go to, what you're studying, and then I think they added it's a short bio and like your orientation preferences and stuff like that for matching among schools. But like that was it. Like there was no like it wasn't like a wall to post on. You could literally just go to someone's bio and send them a message. That's all Facebook used to be.
And I remember hearing about that then and being like, that's fucking stupid. I don't go to college, so why would I need that?
Exactly. Yeah. So MySpace, I miss MySpace. I legit miss
Having the song that showed up when you clicked on somebody's profile.
Everyone was a fuck. Everyone knew how to code back in the day. Mm. That code HTML because they got the special backgrounds. Yes. And I don't remember MySpace being so hateful either. Like, mm-mm. You literally can't post anything on Facebook without someone having an opinion about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I blocked, there's a guy that, he's a booker for a wrestling company I wanted to go back to so I could be with Jimmy Limits again, down in Mass, TIW. The booker of there, like, I shared on a really early, I think, I want to say it was late summer, early fall, the rumor that the Spider-Man movie is going to have the other two Spider-Men mm-hmm. in it, and it's going to be a crossover thing, and he's like, well, that's just a rumor, and nothing's confirmed until Marvel says it is, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm literally just sharing the article. I didn't write the article.
Right, right.
I was excited and said, oh, this would be an interesting idea. I didn't say, hey, guys, look what's officially happening this fall. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why you gotta do that? He's like, what? I'm like, why do you gotta get on my page and like literally just start shit? You could have just scrolled on by. He goes, why? Because I got on there and pointed out that this isn't true or that you're spreading lies or something like that. And I was like, fuck off. And I blocked him. Because what? I was like, don't do that shit. Like,
why are you riding my dick?
Like, yeah, like
what?
Why don't you write the author of the article and say, hey, what's your problem?
Right.
I was excited. Like, all three Spider-Man, like, that's going to be a movie where mm-hmm. definitely worth going to the theaters if they still exist. all the Cinemagic shut down.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear that?
No. Like, shut down?
Yeah, like, the whole Maine... Forever? Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts, all the Cinemagic theaters are closing. Like, permanently.
Those are literally my favorite. The Cinemagic in Saco was my favorite.
Yeah, they're all gone. Sardis ran on. But anyway, so MySpace wasn't like that.
I don't remember being like that, no.
Yeah, you could... I don't even... Like, I barely remember. What were we sharing on my... We were just posting status updates and, like...
And, like, quizzes.
Playing little Facebook quizzes and...
One thing I remember, though, about MySpace that I really liked was discovering new music artists. It was a great place for music.
Yes. I used to use... There was a song I wanted to use for wrestling, and I'm going to try to remember it, and I'll bring it up again at some point, but I remember writing the artist on Facebook and saying, like, I do independent wrestling. I don't make money off of your song. I just use it as an entrance theme. Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem. As long as you're not, you know what I mean? Right. They're not coming to, like...
Right.
I'm like, if anything, I'll tell people, they're like, your music's sick, and I'll be like, oh, well, this mm-hmm. is who it is. And he's like, oh, I appreciate that. So, but it was weird to talk to an actual artist, but, like, Facebook, and being banned this week taught me something, like, it's okay to just scroll on by, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of stuff I saw that I was, like, primed and ready to comment on because it struck a nerve, but then I'm like, oh, I can't, mm-hmm. But then there's literally nothing I can do about it. I'm not one of those people who's going to go create a second Facebook page because... I keep getting banned on my other one, and like I'm like, oh, well, I might as well go to this one. If I got banned from Facebook, maybe I need a break from it. Mm. So that's what I realize you can't message people with stuff from Facebook. Yeah. You can't add friends. You can't do anything.
You can still use Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, you can use Messenger
as a text function,
but not... anything from Facebook itself. Like yeah. I've been trying to share memes to my group chat of friends. That we all share memes with each other and just shoot the shit. But every time I try to send something to somebody, it's like, oh, failed to send. But I could send messages, but not share stuff directly.
And on the other side of it, what it says is, where it says to you, what did it say to you?
It just
failed to send?
Yeah.
On our end, it says, Adam unsent a message. So it looks like you sent something and said, nope. And took it, like...
Oh, yeah. Okay, that sucks.
So it's actually telling two separate stories.
Really. Oh, yeah.
Those are two completely separate emotions happening.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. I didn't know that was doing on that end.
Yeah.
Oh. But I just... Facebook is very unfairly biased. And I'm going to say... Cause like when I get on ban, I'm going to post a screenshot of the whole... Where they showed me the message that it was. And... they can go ahead and try and ban me. It really doesn't matter to me. I've been all over TikTok this week. Yeah. I'm a grown-ass man obsessed with TikTok now. But I'll tell you something. On my overnight shifts at work, it's so hard to, like, not, like, doze a little bit. I have to, like, get up and move around a lot if I catch myself drifting. But, like, I sat on the couch and was scrolling through my phone on this TikTok, like, that one night. And I think, like, 5 hours passed by. I looked at the clock. I was like, holy shit. And, like, more than half my shift is over. Mm-hmm. But I was still, like, wide awake, like, giggling relentlessly at some of these.
And I got on, when you got on TikTok, of course, you made a video and you sent it to me. And I'm like, oh, okay, I have to actually download TikTok. So, you know, and I join you as a friend. And then I do the thing where I start scrolling. And I'm sitting there now for hours and hours and hours looking. I just bought an iPad, okay? Mm-hmm. I haven't touched my fucking iPad in 3 days because I've been on my phone on the TikTok.
You can TikTok on the iPad.
I know. But I don't know if I want TikTok to be on a screen that big.
Oh, yes, you do.
That large format,
it's
I don't
good,
know if it's
good times. But, folks, I'm here to clear up the misconception that TikTok is a children's app. Now, once upon a time, it was for these silly kids to get on here and that think they're funny. I blocked somebody the other day.
Okay.
Because I didn't want his videos popping up on my feed anymore. It's this young, real douchey kid. I don't remember the kid's name. Real douchey kid with some kind of haircut. Like, he messes with his friends. But, like, I don't know. Like, in a real violating way sometimes. Like, he goes, like, he did one where he had this girl put his phone down. He goes, I want to show you a trick. He's like, open up your where your messages are and just set your phone down. I want to show you something. She's like, okay. So she does it. And he's like, he does some things with his hands, make it look like he's doing some magic thing. But then like he opens up and he's like, did you know if you type in your name, you can see if your friends are talking shit about you? And she's like, wait, what? And he grabs her phone and like runs and locks himself in the bathroom and searches through her messages of every instance that she mentioned his name and, like, going through all her messages and showing people, like, all her shit. Oh, and she's, like, God, banging on the door, like, pissed. And he's like, oh, look at this. Oh, she sent this. Oh. And I'm like, fuck this guy. And I blocked him, like.
Wow.
But I don't know. Like, but that's how into it I am. I'm just like, I don't want to ever see something like that again. That's fucked up.
Wow.
But I've seen all kinds of fun stuff. I'm following some guy who's into conspiracy theories, and they're funny.
My favorite is the guy with the rap lyrics.
Oh, yeah. The guy who does the miss, where the words don't match the beat or some of the wrong lyrics or something. Yeah. Oh, my God. Those are good.
Yeah.
The whole channel's good. He does other stuff, too. But it's not just a children's app. I mean, there is a section of that where it is kids thinking, you know, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds just dancing. But there's a lot of grown-up stuff on there, too, that's entertaining. So it's worth it. It really is worth a view if you guys are looking for something new to do on your phone.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun. And that is one of the things that Tom and Christina do on their podcast is they look at TikToks and stuff. But it's a whole different lane of TikTok over there.
That's the
dark talk.
Yeah, I don't go that. I'm not there. I'm just like, I'm following like somebody I went to high school with, following their TikTok. They live up in Maine and they talk about Maine things and it makes me miss home. I follow this chef guy he lives in Massachusetts somewhere, but he just like screams all his instructions and it's hilarious. Yeah. And there's just all kinds of different, there's cool things on there. I saw a lady, she's doing her husband's birthday was like 20-something days out. Yeah. Yep. So she made like a punch board of Dixie cups. And every day leading up to his birthday, he had got to punch a cup out, pick a number. And there were all these gifts around it. And he got one gift a day. And then like, I think he's still counting down, but on his birthday, he gets to punch the specially marked cup and get
the big gift.
But they're all like, oh, his favorite pretzels, or oh, a T-shirt of his favorite brand, oh, new shoes of his favorite brand. All those kind of like littler but important gifts.
Right.
There's filler gifts. There's some like clothes and stuff that he was excited about. Yeah. I'm excited to see The Big Gift.
Oh, yeah.
Because this lady loved her husband. But the only critique I'm going to say is, like, she's like, oh, he provides, right? He's, you know, he's the breadwinner. He brings all the money home. He deserves all these gifts. I'm like, yeah, you're using his money to...
Yeah. Yeah.
I bought all these for him because he deserves them. Well, that's nice, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to hate. It was one of those... It's what Jimmy Limits and I call one of those intrusive thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you ever have, like, those intrusive thoughts?
Yeah, it's like one of those... Babe, don't overthink it. Just let it happen. What do you say? What is it that you say? Oh, let people enjoy things.
Yeah. No, but like when I say intrusive thoughts, I'm talking about like I've been at work before. I want to say it was at Pizza Hut, and like I was working next to this kid I really didn't like on the make table, and like you had just that brief moment where I'm like, I wonder what would happen if I picked up this pizza pan and just whacked this dude in the face with it.
Yeah,
and my brain's like, do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Mm. You get the little angel and the devil, and then the other one just, you know, changes, does a quick change, a costume reveal, and he's the devil.
Someone opened the side door of the oven to, like, look in there to see where some wings were, and I was like, you just push him in there, face first. Then you walk away like, nah, that'd be wrong. Or, James asked our friend Zach the other day, he's like, you know, how's being a new dad going? Oh, it's the best feeling in the world, and... She's asleep in my arms right now. And James is like, you ever have those intrusive thoughts as a parent that are like, hey, drop the baby? It's not... Okay. It's not... I have to say, it's not something I would ever actually do, nor do I condone it. It's not funny. But the idea of an intrusive thought like that, where you're just like... Yeah. Oh my god. The Two Kings podcast does not advocate the dropping of children. Please be responsible in holding children, and
please parent responsibly.
Do not give in to intrusive thoughts.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god. I've been in the driveway just like, I just want to wail on the horn right now, you know? Like things like that. Yeah. But yeah, so I think this has been a fun week.
Absolutely.
It was good to get that. I'm off band this afternoon, so I'll be doing a late advertisement of the podcast this afternoon.
Yeah. Be looking out for the return of Big Ricker to Facebook.
I've already got my gift picked out to announce my return. It's going to be Rita Repulsa for Power Rangers coming out the little capsule. Yes. Ah!
Yes, the gift that keeps on giving.
After 3 days, I'm free. It's time to conquer Facebook.
My God. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week. We will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yes, and wear your masks. I've covered this the last 2 weeks, so I'm not going to get into it, but please just wear a mask, slow the spread. Wash your hands, take care of each other, and keep your hands to your damn self.
Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.